The third in our series of mayoral candidate profiles features Jan Perry. She's running behind Wendy Gruhl and Eric Garcetti in polls, and only two candidates will make the runoff election in May. As Rosalie Murphy reports, Perry is a city council veteran who toes the line between South LA activism and downtown business development.
There are two narratives about city council member Jan Perry. In one, she's a crusader for poor communities in South LA, the woman who invested on Figueroa and reaped the benefits for Main Street. But in the other, she's the union-busting pragmatist who shut down the push for a fresh and easy on Central and Adams a few years ago.
I think I step in the shoes of most people. I think the greatest source of my passion is my desire, my very strong desire to help people move forward. It's obvious that I'm a woman. I'm a woman of color. I'm also Jewish, and I communicate in Spanish.
Perry has represented Council District 9 since 2001. During her tenure, she tightened restrictions on fast food restaurants, installed the Central Avenue Farmers Market, and directed millions of dollars into parks and affordable housing. She also championed the Central Avenue Jazz Festival and won awards for restoring her district's wetlands.
Well, over the last 12 years, when we had the redevelopment agency, I leveraged tax increment and took it south to develop more housing, to bring in more neighborhood retail, to basically create a climate that was far more receptive to business. I will continue to leverage construction of housing and retail.
CD9 has historically been represented by an African American, but in the past few decades, it's become about 80% Latino. Perry has worked hard to win support from her Latino constituents, too. Mark Gorey, a South LA preacher, noticed her history of engagement at a recent mayoral forum.
The voice of the community. The voice of the community is very, very important on what happens in this city. And each community needs to have their issues addressed individually.
But on the other hand, there's the Perry who installed LA Live and advocated for USC's Village Project. And city politics writer Ron Kay says those put her at the beck and call of developers like AEG.
Jan has done everything she can that the Central City Association wants, that downtown developers want, that certainly that AEG wants. So she's done everything she can because that's where the money was for her campaign.
Perry is decidedly pro-business. That's helped cull support among fiscal conservatives in the San Fernando Valley, who might have leaned toward Kevin James or Wendy Gruhl. Garcetti and Gruhl, who lead in the polls, have also gathered union support. Perry hasn't. Here's Kay again.
She's always, you know, not against unions, but questioned. I mean, in her own way, Jan is stronger than, as a personality, Gruhl or Garcetti, and is more capable of fighting, at least on some of the issues.
Most public employee unions have lined up behind Gruhl, but Perry says that binds Gruhl to them and limits her flexibility on pension reform, one of this year's leading issues.
Well, they haven't spoken about getting employees back to the table and giving back on their health care and pension costs, because that is the hardest, absolute hardest thing to do, particularly if you're a candidate who's been heavily endorsed by some of the more powerful public employee unions. You know, a campaign who has received the benefit of that kind of money will not say that your employees need to create salary parity. They will not say that your employees need to give back more on their pension costs.
Perry is a Democrat who agrees with Gruhl and Garcetti on most issues. All three oppose the half-cent sales tax increase on March's ballot. And Perry says her years of experience have taught her how to use council's resources, and that would make her a well-prepared mayor. Sharita Herring, a South LA entrepreneur running for the 9th District seat, appreciates the work Perry did in city government, but she's worried that Perry's cozy relationship with downtown developers threatens her ability to really advocate for poor Angelenos.
Right now, the Staples Center, and when there's a game there, every game generates $3 million, every single game. How much of that is impacting these surrounding communities who are going to be impacted when the stadium comes here and there's more traffic? What is going to be the trickle down? Their home isn't right here on 41st and Broadway.
Perry's goal, though, is to maintain her political tightrope until March 5th. And she's counting on crowds on both sides to keep her balance. Rosalie Murphy, Annenberg Radio News.
Tune in next week for our profiles on Eric Garcetti and Wendy Gruhl.